This is a story called How Maui Slowed the Sun. I'll read it first in English and then again in Māori. One evening, Maui and his brothers were making a hangi for the evening meal. They had just finished heating the stones when the sun went down, and it quickly became too dark to see. Maui was annoyed with having to eat his food in the dark. He stood in the light of the fire and addressed his people. "Every day we have to rush to do our chores and gather our food before the sun sets. Why should we be slaves to the sun? I will catch the sun before it rises and teach it to travel slowly across the sky." But one of the brothers was quick to criticize, not believing Maui could possibly do such a thing. "It would be impossible to catch the sun. He's much bigger than any bird you've ever caught."
"The heat and flames would surely burn you to death," said another.
"I think he's got sunstroke," another added, and they all laughed.
When they had quieted down, Maui took the sacred jawbone of his ancestor from his belt and waved it in the air. "I have achieved many things that were thought impossible. Gaining fire from Mahuika, catching the greatest fish in the world, descending to the underworld, and many more. With this magic jawbone, gifted by my Muriranga Whenua, and with your help, I will succeed in conquering the sun." The majority of the people agreed that Maui had achieved many great feats. They decided to help Maui in his quest. The next day, Maui and his whānau collected a huge amount of flax. Maui then taught them how to make flax ropes, a skill he learned when he was in the underworld. They made square-shaped ropes, tuamaka, flat ropes, paharahara, and twisted the flax to make round ropes. After 5 days, the ropes were completed, and Maui set a special karakia over them. "Taura nui, taura roa, taura kaha, taura ko, taura toa, taura here, i a..." Oh, hang on, sorry, I didn't really practice this beforehand. "Taura here, i a tamanui tērā, whakamaua, kia mau ki, kia ita." During the night, Maui and his brothers hoisted the ropes and travelled towards the east to where the sun first rises. They hid under trees and bushes during the day so the sun wouldn't see them approaching. They collected water and calabashes as they travelled, which Maui said was necessary for their task ahead. On the 12th night, Maui and his brothers arrived at the edge of a huge red-hot pit dug deep into the ground. Inside the pit, Tamanui Tera, the sun, was sleeping. The brothers were silent, terrified at what might happen if he awoke. Maui immediately ordered his brothers to build four huts around the edges of the pit to hide their long ropes. In front of the huts, they used water to soften the clay and build a wall to shelter them. Maui and his brothers then spread their flax ropes into a noose, only just finishing before dawn when the sun was due to wake. "When Tamanui Tera rises and his head and shoulders are in the noose, I will call for you to pull tight on the ropes," Maui instructed his brothers. One of the brothers became worried and wanted to run while he still had time. "Why are we doing this?" he asked another. "It's madness. We'll be burnt alive if we run now. We might escape with our lives." The two brothers tried to sneak away, but Maui caught sight of them through the corner of his eye. "If you run now, the sun will see you when he rises from his pit. You will be the first ones to die. There is no turning back." The brothers had no time to answer. The sun had begun to wake and was rising from the pit. They quickly ran back to their huts, grabbed hold of their ropes, and hid behind the wall of clay, trembling as they waited for Maui's orders. Maui hid and watched. Tamanui Tera slowly emerged from the deep pit, not knowing that a trap was set for him. His head went through the noose and then his shoulders. Maui suddenly jumped from his hut and yelled to his brothers, "Pull on the ropes, now!" At first the brothers were too scared to come out. Maui yelled again, "Quickly, before it's too late, and we're scorched to death!" Just then, the sun peered down to the edges of the pit and saw Maui standing before him. Tamanui Tera was furious. He hurled a ball of fire towards Maui, but Maui ducked, holding tightly to his rope, and once more chanting his karakia. "Taura nui, taura roa, taura kaha, taura toa, taura heri ia tamanui tera, whakamaua kia mau kia ita." The brothers jumped from their hiding places, grabbing their ropes just before Tamanui Tera could free himself from the noose. Rah! The sun roared in anger. Maui fought off the intense heat and moved to the edge of the pit. He raised his magic jawbone above his head and brought it down hard on the sun. The magic forces from the jawbone flashed like a bolt of lightning.
"Why are you doing this to me?"
cried Tamanui Tera. "From now on, you will travel slowly across the sky. Never again will the length of our day be dictated by you," Maui replied. Tamanui Tera tried to struggle free, but again, Maui showed him the power of his magic jawbone, and Tamanui Tera finally gave up the fight. Maui instructed his brothers to let go of their ropes. Tamanui Tera travelled slowly up into the sky, tired and beaten. The days became longer for Maui and his people, giving them plenty of time to fish, gather food, and do their chores. Maui's power and ability could never be questioned again. He had succeeded in taming the sun. From that day until this, Tamanui Tera has always travelled slowly across the sky. And that is the story of how Maui slowed the sun. I think I won't read it in Maui just because this is really long. And it'll take me even longer to try and read the Maori version. If you want me to read it in Maori, just let me know in the comments and I will attempt to read the Maori version. Alright, well, hope you guys have a good night. I'll see you later. Bye.